Chapter 2. Jerry's Diner is on Lexington Avenue, just around the corner from the 19th Precinct and directly across the street from Hunter College. Breakfast was in full swing when I got there, but at 5 in the morning, there's zero risk of bumping into any college kids. It was mostly cabbies, construction workers, and cops, one of whom has a PhD instead of a gun. Cheryl Robinson is a department shrink. In addition to her extensive understanding of human behavior and her finely tuned listening skills, Dr. Robinson has something that sets her apart from other psychologists I've met. She is drop-dead gorgeous. Despite the fact that she swears she's 90% Irish, she has the dark brown eyes, jet black hair, and the glorious caramel skin of her Latina grandmother. I won't lie. I've been attracted to Cheryl since the day we met at a hostage negotiation seminar. But she was married, and for me, that meant off-limits. Recently, her marital status had changed, but the ink was barely dry on her divorce papers. This morning, she was sitting alone in a booth, and judging by her body language and the soulful look in her eyes, she was still wrestling with the ghost of her failed relationship. For some guys, that's an open invitation. They see a woman in full-blown rebound mode as an easy target, ready to compensate for the emptiness in her life with a night of uncomplicated, no-strings-attached sex. But I'm not one of those guys. At this point, Cheryl and I had become good friends, and she looked like she needed a friend more than a fling. I bought two large coffees to go, bagged one, and opened the other. "You mind if I join you?" I said, sliding into the booth across from her. "You have damsel in distress oozing out of every pore, and I have this hyperactive white knight gene." "I thought all cops had that problem," she said. "But you're the first one to come over and try to cheer me up." "That's because you also have department shrink oozing out of every pore," I said. "They're afraid if they sit down and talk, you'll start analyzing them."
"What's to analyze?" she said. "They're all crazy, so they became cops. And they're all cops, so they stay crazy."
There were a bunch of open sugar packets on the table in front of her. I picked one up. Having read the entire heart...